Welcome to the Alcohol Free Life podcast, brought to you by thesoberclub.com. I'm Genuinely Grace. This is for you if you've quit the booze or you'd like to, or maybe you're just sober curious. I'll bring you tips and motivation without any judgment, and there'll be inspiration from experts, quitlet authors, and sober heroes. Hi and welcome to the podcast. It's Genuinely Grace here. I hope you're well and you've had a good week. It's been another busy one, and really nice to see a piece that I'd written in a Woman magazine. It's quite a big mag in the week in the UK, but it's in one of their specials. So it's the Healthy Eating Special. It's actually a really good edition. And I was looking through this edition and there was a really lovely piece in there on how giving up alcohol changed my life. And it's Bryony from Boucha Kombucha. So I thought, oh, that's really cool. And then I looked through the mag and there was my article as well. So there's a big piece called Get the Buzz Without the Booze, and I share some tips from Happy Healthy Sober, and they've done a really nice little feature with a kind of a box out on how you can adopt visualization techniques and the importance of not just swapping one drug for another and going too sugar crazy, and how to socialize and the best foods to improve your mood and all of that stuff. So yeah, I'm really chuffed with it. It's quite a nice piece. So that's Woman Mag, the Healthy Eating Special, if you're in the UK and you're anywhere near news agents. But talking news, what a week it's been for stuff around booze. There's been a few studies, a few articles out, not least the one a couple of days ago on BBC News. Online, which says alcohol killed more people in 2020 in England and Wales than in any of the previous 20 years. Unbelievable. Says here there were 7,423 deaths from alcohol misuse, which is a rise of 20% from 2019. This is from the Office for National Statistics. Deaths increased from March 2020 onwards. That was after when the first lockdown started, of course. And it says here, last year, around 80% of those deaths were from alcohol liver disease, 10% from mental and behavioural disorders due to alcohol use, and 6% from accidental poisoning by exposure to alcohol. The death rate for men was twice the rate for women. That's no different for previous years, apparently. And so what they're now saying is the Department of Health and Social Care said it's going to give £3.2 billion to local authorities to spend on services, including drug and alcohol treatment. Well, wow. Let's hope they do. And let's hope they, you know, spend that money really wisely, right? Because, you know, when you see these studies in the press, how unbelievably sobering. What a thing. It's just, you know, every one of those deaths, completely preventable. And you know, just more needs to be done much earlier on in the picture, really. And when that this kind of story hits the media, you've heard me say before, I just get mega frustrated that the experts that are brought on to discuss this are usually doctors or experts who the answer, in inverted commas, the solution that they offer is that people are offered advice as to how they can, reduce their drinking. And of course, all of that's important. And by the way, I'm fully aware that, you know, if you are alcohol dependent, if you are someone who is clinically dependent, then it is dangerous to stop suddenly. I hope you know that I've said that before. You know, this podcast is I'm aiming this, you know, particularly at people who are functioning. You know, they're sober curious, or they've ditched the booze, but they're functioning, even if they are still drinking. But if you are clinically dependent, of course it's dangerous to just stop suddenly. So of course I understand the theory of let's help people reduce their drinking. But it's far more than just that, isn't it? Far more. You have to look at what else is going on and take a really compassionate approach, and that kind of holistic approach. And what has to underpin it, you know, in my humble opinion, is this thread of hope and possibility and just this introduction of the concept that life is so much better without booze. And that was never, ever, ever said to me. And I very rarely hear it said in mainstream media. It's just not something you hear said. You know, we hear about the rock bottom alcoholics and the you know, people who manage to get sober, and but we don't tend to hear about the grey area drinkers and the and those of us that are just drinking more than we want to. But surely catching people at that end of the spectrum, you know, is gonna pay off. So I just really hope that some of that money they're putting into the drug services, the drug and alcohol services, will be used really widely to just raise awareness of, I don't know, how amazing life without booze is. I think I probably said that a few times, right? Yeah, so there you go. I've got lots to share with you about stuff that's going on in the Sober Club. In case you were thinking of joining us, it's a very good time. We did a fabulous Liars workshop with Liars, doing an alcohol-free cocktail making workshop. That was really good fun. We had a great angel session. Not everything is woo-woo. We mix it up. And we've got a session coming up with William Porter as well. There's still this thing with some people about a little bit of anxiety. They're feeling trepidatious, I like that word, about coming out of lockdown. You know, it's just everything has just been so unusual for so many people for so long. And when we properly come out of lockdown, it can be, you know, it can be a thing. And a couple of Sober Club members, somebody posted the other day that they'd been sober for, I think it was 4 months, and were, you know, they're feeling really solid in their sobriety. But then they were saw a friend, and then suddenly the talk turned to pub gardens and having a lovely drink, and all the thoughts and cravings come flooding back in. And if you're not kind of keeping your inspiration alive, it can just be so easy to just say to yourself, "Well, you know, I've got this now. I can just have one." And yeah, you could, but why would you want to? Why would you want to undo that? So, you know, it really is having that toolkit at the ready. I've also had the conversation so many times this week with people who have been at a point like that, a kind of a craving, and they've remembered the classic, you know, four letters, HALT. Just hold on a minute before I reach for this drink or substance or sugar that I don't really need, let me just ask myself again, is it actually that I'm hungry, angry, lonely, tired? And hunger is such a massive one. I know I used to drink just because actually I was hungry, and having, you know, yet more glasses of wine took the edge off the hunger. But how much better just to have some food, for God's sake? You know, and the anger or the fear or resentment, that's a big one. Loneliness, you know, we all know that connection is what we need, and there's always a better way of feeling connected than reaching for the booze. And tiredness, of course, then, you know, if it's tiredness, go have a nap, right? So there's been a bunch of people who've managed to catch themselves this week. It's been great. They've remembered to notice their thoughts, and that's, you know, it's really, really critical. It's Mental Health Awareness Month, of course, so there's lots of stuff in the press, and we'll be doing more stuff coming up in the next few weeks. I haven't lined up exactly who the guests will be yet, but over the course of the podcast, I've done so many interviews with leading mental health experts. And, you know, we know that link between alcohol and, you know, issues with mental health absolutely cannot be denied. There's absolutely no doubt about it. And the amount of people that say to me, "Oh, my goodness, I just feel so different now I've stopped drinking. My anxiety levels, everything has completely changed for me." So if that's you and you're struggling right now, yeah, this is going to be the best gift you ever give to yourself, right? So check out the Sober Club anyway, if you're interested. I want to remind you too that we've got our Champneys retreats coming up, and I'm pretty sure there are still some spaces. If you go to thesoberclub.com and click on events, you'll find the information there. I think the one in June still has some space, 26th of June, and it's Champneys in Tring, Self-Care in Sobriety. Obviously, I want to remind you that the book's out, And I'm finally going to get to tell you about my guest. Because, I thought, you know, it's springtime. A lot of people are thinking about doing a bit of a detox. So I thought it'd be absolutely great to play an interview that I did with Rosie Dickinson, who's from the Healthy Juice Company. And, you know, we really are talking amazing, high quality juices. So let's see if this can whet your appetite to try some fresh juices, or maybe do a bit of a mini detox. But of course, as I stress in the interview, I'll just say it again. If you are just in the very early stages of ditching the booze, don't do a full detox. Just supplement what you're eating with fabulous juices. But if you're further on, then a detox is great. So enjoy the interview. My guest is Rosie Dickinson from the Healthy Juice Company. Rosie, how are you?
Hi, Janie. I'm really well. How are you?
Yeah, it's great to chat to you again. I've known you for a lot of years and we've connected off and on. I received some of your lovely juices a little while ago. Oh, man, I'd forgotten just how amazing your products are. I mean, beautiful glass bottles, just amazing fresh ingredients. I mean, they're something else. They really are very special. So we'll get into that in a bit. But first of all, then just tell us a little bit about your journey and what brought you to the point where you really wanted to work with trying to help people detox and producing fresh juices. What was going on for you?
I've always been a chef, Janie, all of my life, always, you know, been in touch with the seasons, use seasonal produce, really high quality produce. And been a caterer for most of my professional life, which was sort of helping and serving people, but I realized not in the way I wanted. I really want to make a difference. I'm sure you're spiritual too and believe that, you know, we're all put on this planet to make a difference of some kind. We're all here for a reason. And, you know, I realized my reason to be was I wanted to make a difference to people's health. And so I closed my highly successful catering company. I say highly successful, because I didn't need to look for a client. It was all word of mouth. And, you know, we had a lot, of customers. We had a really good income from it. So a lovely lifestyle, but I decided, no, I wanted to close that. And I set up the Healthy Juice Company. And as with everything I do, I set it up to the best quality I possibly could. So, you know, we went, as you say, in glass bottles. It had to be eco-friendly for me, and it had to be organic. It had to be fresh. There's no compromise with me.
Mm. Just tell me why the juicing particularly? Because, you know, there's obviously lots on the market in terms of, you know, you can buy bottled smoothies, you can, you know, and obviously what you're doing is much more, you know, as you say, much higher end, much, you know, high quality. But tell me a bit about, you know, for anyone who hasn't heard, you know, my interview with Jason or heard me talk about it before, tell me about the you know, specifics of freshly squeezed juices.
Well, there's many different qualities of juice, I would say. Anything you buy in the supermarket is likely very high in sugar, and it will be preserved, and it will be in a glass bottle as well. So there's many different qualities of juice, and, you know, people are on a sort of a journey with juice. Mine is specifically juicing for health, for good health. It's not just a quaffable drink. Mm. We select specific ingredients to help different functions in the body. For example, you know, we have lots and lots of different green vegetables, which help the detoxification in the body, help and support the liver. All of our products help gut health, and they're all really immune boosting. So the difference between a fresh juice and one bought in the supermarket is chalk and cheese, basically.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, people that drink our juice, and you'll know yourself, Janie, you can taste all the different ingredients, even.
Mm. Yeah, you can actually, it feels a little bit like you're being plugged in. The energy straight to the cells.
Yeah, absolutely. The power of it. And it's so freshness, because we press to order. So it really is super fresh. Mm. The freshness of it really hits you.
Yeah. Tell me about the concept of detoxification then. You know, again, there are people who say, oh, we should all do sort of regular detoxes. I mean, what's your view on that? And what would be a good period of time for the average person to sort of fit into their life? Because, you know, it's one thing going off on a juice retreat. You know, I've been lucky enough to go off to Portugal many times. And you know, that's just magical because you can just sort of do your exercise and do your yoga and somebody makes the juices for you. It's fairly fabulous. And of course, in a sense, that's what you're trying to do, is kind of you've prepared them so they can, you know, arrive at someone's door. So at least, you know, okay, maybe you can't offer the sunshine. That's a shame. That's a shame, Rosie.
I try.
but people can detox at home and use your juices. So just tell us about, in your opinion, you know, the importance of detoxification. How long does it have to be? What are the kind of parameters around it, do you think?
Well, first of all, the body is a natural detoxifier. We detoxify 24/7. If we didn't, we would die. But nowadays we are surrounded by a phenomenal amount of toxins that weren't around pre-1950. Mm. And we absorb toxins via what we put on our skin, you know, skincare, what we eat and drink, and the air that we breathe. Now, our body, if we absorb too many toxins, our body will store them. You know, if they're toxins that our body doesn't recognize, then our body can fall out of balance. So detoxifying, juice cleansing, basically rests the digestive system for a few days. Mm. Whilst providing the body with a phenomenal amount of nutrients and support to help the body do what it does naturally. If we don't detoxify, you know, detoxification, this is a preventative, I would say. It's maintenance, as you say. Mm. But if we accumulate and store toxins for a long time, we often get signals by our body that we are storing. We could get a headache, we could feel sluggish, we could get brain fog, fall out of balance, feel moody, have cravings. But quite often we're not taught about detoxifying or toxins, so we don't actually know what those signals mean. And what we tend to do then is reach for the ibuprofen and damper down those signals.
Yeah.
But maintenance is super important. It's virtually impossible for us now to get the nutrients we need from whole foods alone. Mm. And so, you know, enter juicing packed with amazing, incredible, fresh, live nutrients, which help the body detox and basically do what it does naturally. But it just supports the body to do that, whilst, as I say, resting the digestive system. So we recommend one day a week if it's purely for maintenance, if you do it, you know, all the time. 3 days a month or 5 days a quarter. That's lovely maintenance. So yeah.
That would be just juice. So you're not putting in food as well. You're not confusing the body at that point. And so obviously the next question is going to be, how do we cope with the feelings of hunger? You know, how do you make sure that we're getting all the good stuff, all the nutrients that we need, and that we don't feel too hungry?
Well, I worked with a naturopath to make sure that this was super balanced. Our programs are super balanced with the nutrients that the body needs. You get 6 products a day in our cleanse packages.
Sorry, how many?
6.
Yeah.
You get 6 products, and each product is numbered. It's designed to be consumed, to be drank at a certain time of the day, and it contains ingredients that harmonize with a body at that time of day. So for example, the first drink of the day is a lemon ginger turmeric paste, which you mix with hot water and you make into tea. That's the best thing to drink at the beginning, you know, as soon as you wake up. It's the absolute best thing to drink. And the second drink, I won't go through them all, but the second one is then a lovely green juice with wheatgrass, stimulating. Mm. Packed with chlorophyll, incredible B vitamins, and so on. So, so it was designed specifically for
and
that.
I know one of the drinks in the detox is a nut milk. So tell us about that, because you wouldn't necessarily expect to find that with juices.
Well, nut milk, to answer your previous question about being hungry, we do include a nut milk, and all of our bottles are 450 mils, so quite a lot to drink. Mm. And feedback is constantly that people don't feel hungry. Mm. And one of the things that the naturopath guided me on was that we should provide the nut milk for lunchtime, basically drink it at lunchtime. Really fills the tummy. Mm. The nut milk, where I provide one, the nut milks are packed with minerals. They're packed with lots of minerals that the juices can't provide. And in our nut milks, we also provide milk thistle. It contains...
Which is very good for the liver, of course.
Absolutely. Mm. To support the liver through detoxification. It's really harmful if you do it too quickly. And they also contain coconut oil, amazing for regenerating the lining of the tummy. Mm. A little bit of Himalayan salt for the minerals, Brazil nuts for the selenium. So everything's been really thought through.
Mm. This is just perfect for someone who's ditched the booze. You know, not I would not necessarily recommend a complete detox in the first few weeks, because the brain chemistry is all over the place and it's hard just to focus on the one thing, right? And you need really nutrient dense food. But once you're, you know, a little way in, I mean, I can't think of anything better to just really properly repair your liver. And the other really interesting thing is that I constantly say to clients, if you're craving alcohol, have a fresh juice, because nobody ever fancies alcohol or indeed sweet crappy food after one of your juices, do they?
That's it. It really resets the palate, yeah, and stops the cravings, and it's a springboard. It really is a springboard to reset. Also, it resets you mentally. You've put so much effort and determination into refraining from eating solid foods. You know, when you get to the end of it, you're like, right, I'm not going to ruin this now. I want to keep up the good work.
Yeah.
So it's really motivational as well. And
it is, yeah.
Programs, we support people by recommending other things they can do as well, including helping their mental health, their emotional health, lots of things to energize them, and really support their well-being.
Yeah, and you know, for people who are wanting to lose weight now, I mean, I know that the purpose of this is a juice cleanse. It's, you know, it's about health. But of course, there will be people who want to do this specifically to lose weight. So what's your views on that?
Well, my views, it's two-pronged, really. First of all, if our body is storing toxins, the body, to protect itself, will enrobe those toxins in fat. So the more toxic your body is, the more weight you will put on, and it'll be really hard to get it off. And in fact, if you're storing toxins, you don't want to lose weight, because then all you're doing is concentrating those toxins in your body, which will interfere even more with your system. So if you want to lose weight, detoxing first is a really good idea. I really highly recommend it. And then your body will release that weight safely and easily. Mm. But also when you're on a cleanse program, you do lose a few pounds. It's natural, because you lose the solids in your digestive system, basically. So it's natural you lose a few pounds. But that is really motivating. You've started the ball rolling and you feel great. You know, all of us women, and I'm sure men too, you know, we all, whatever weight we are, we all think, oh, I could just lose a couple of pounds at least, and I'd feel so much better. And you do, you fit back into your skinny jeans, don't you? You can wear your lovely summer clothes, even think about getting in a bikini for the beach.
So it kind of kickstarts that. I think it really is that kickstarting the motivation, because, you know, in the past when I've done, juice cleansers, I'm definitely healthier for a good 3 months afterwards, before the bad habits even start to kick in, because you, as you say, you really don't want to. I remember, you know, Jason Vale always used to joke about people who would rock up to the airport after a juice cleanse, and there'd be a massive great queue for the McDonald's or one of the burger stores. It's like, seriously, don't even think about it, because, you know, it does, as you say, it kind of changes your focus so that you feel so much more motivated to carry on. And I think that's fantastic. And then the other question that I know people will ask, which comes up always when I talk about juicing, is people who say, but, you know, it's still sugar. It's albeit natural sugar, but it's still sugar. So what do you say to that?
It is still sugar, absolutely. It is natural sugar, so it's far, far better than going to buy a Mars bar. You know, I mean, there are so many different types of sugar. But I mean, we balance out. Our juices are high in vegetables.
Yeah, they are. They're not sweet at all.
And we use fruits that aren't super high in sugar anyway. I mean, if you were looking for a pure glass of sugar, you'd have grape juice, something like that. You know, we use mainly green apples, for example. Most, I'd say 95% of our juices are a blend of fruits and vegetables, and very high in vegetables. And that's what you want. We do have a few pure fruits. One, we've got apple and rhubarb just coming up soon when the outdoor rhubarb starts. But of course, the rhubarb balances the apple. Balances the sweetness. And again, we really want to cater for people, whatever part of the journey, the juice journey they're on. And if that means someone drinking one of our apple juices instead of going and getting a carton or a can from the supermarket, then what we provide is beyond 1,000% more, healthier to drink. So, so none of our, even the fruity ones are not super sweet at all. So we're really mindful of that.
Yeah. But then again, you know, if someone's new to it, they're not bitter either. You know, I mean, things like beetroot are naturally sweet. So, you know, carrots, they're naturally sweet, aren't they? So
yeah,
they taste great. And then, you know, if someone was diabetic, would they still be able to have them?
No, because although it's natural sugar, if you drink I'm just talking about juices in general now, you know, fresh juices, it is natural sugar, and it's sugar at the end of the day. So it will spike. It will spike their blood sugar unless they eat something with it. I mean, in our detox programs, no one's eating. So there's no fruity juices in our detox program at all. It really keeps the blood sugar balanced. But I'm talking about a juice shop where you can just sort of fill your box with your own selection. And the fruity ones in that, you can put some sparkling water in a juice. Also, you can do things like that.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about how it works then, because, you know, it sounds super expensive and time consuming what you do. You know, you're making to order effectively. You know, this is not mass production and as you say, supermarket shelves and plastic bottles. This is something else entirely. So how does it work and what's your sort of, what kind of system works best?
So, Jenny, we operate 5 days a week. We deliver ourselves in our own delivery zone between Oxfordshire and London. We deliver early morning, Monday to Friday. What we offer are 4 juice cleanse programs if someone wants a lovely detox, and they can do 1, 3, or 5 day. Or we have a juice shop where you can pop in, fill your own box with your favourites, and that would be, you'd have that as your maintenance, as your nutrient boost to drink alongside your healthy diet. So people, you know, can do either or, basically. We have 2 size bottles, 240, which are really handy. Even I've got one here actually to pop in your, you know, to pop in your handbag if you're going out, or you know, really portable. Or we have our larger bottles, our 450ml bottles.
And all the bottles are recyclable, of course.
Yeah, and lovely within our delivery bottles. Zone, we actually collect them to clean them and reuse them. You know, why wouldn't we? They're glass. Yeah. We're so wasteful, aren't we? As a planet, we're so wasteful. So I didn't want to contribute to that waste anymore.
Is there any point at which you might be able to extend the delivery? I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people listening thinking, oh no, she can't deliver to me.
We do deliver nationally, Janie, via courier.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So absolutely, nationwide, UK. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Okay. So you do your own deliveries just in that kind of London to Oxfordshire area. But then if people live further afield, you can deliver by courier. Okay,
yes.
Cool. Yeah, all right.
Absolutely.
Great.
Yeah.
So fantastic. So is there anything else you'd like to add that, you know, that feels important, Rosie, about this? Because I'm, you know, I know that lots of people that I, you know, I on the podcast and the various shows I do, I talk about juicing a lot. But of course, there may be people who really are, you know, literally brand new to all of this and certainly hadn't considered the idea of having someone make the juices for them for a cleanse.
Yeah, I think juicing is the key to good health. I really do. I'm really passionate about it. You know, it's virtually impossible for us to achieve our RDA, our recommended daily allowance of nutrients. It's virtually impossible to achieve that eating whole foods alone. It's a minefield. It's so confusing. You know, how we're not taught how to achieve that balance of nutrients that our body needs every day. And our body relies on us. You know, we need to respect our body by providing it with what it needs. Every cell in our body needs a certain group of nutrients, some of them or many of them on a daily basis to perform properly. And when we don't provide that, then our body falls out of balance and then we can become ill. You know, our recommended RDA is 5 a day in the UK. In France, it's 12. In Japan, it's 17.
Yeah, it's bizarre, isn't it? It's absolutely bizarre that we it's that it's so low. And quite often people don't even manage that, really.
I know. Our soil health, this isn't all bad news. Our soil health is declining rapidly through over-farming and the use of synthetics. And you know, carrots, for example, have declined in minerals 30% since between 1930 and 1990, whilst organic fruits and vegetables are higher in minerals. They're about 25 to 30% higher in minerals, and that's due to really nurturing the soil, the soil health. So it is so difficult to get your RDA from whole foods alone. So enter juicing. You know, it takes an incredible amount of fresh fruits and vegetables to make each bottle, but you are getting the liquid out of these ingredients and the liquid which contains those crucial nutrients that your body needs.
I'm guessing you use you know, one of the kind of industrial kind of decent what they call masticating juices.
We use a cold press, which really presses the living daylights out of the,
exactly.
You know, the fruit.
It really gets all the goodness out, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
I had a cold press juicer, and then just for sake of ease, you know, and to be, because there's lots of us in the family, I got a, you know, just went to a centrifugal one. But it's actually driving me mad because I'm realizing it yields so little juice. I mean, such a tiny amount, and then all the rest is wasted, all soggy, wet slop in the in the you know, retaining basket, what we call it. And I'm thinking, this is crazy. You know, not only that, it's kind of spinning it all around, so it doesn't keep as much goodness. I mean, I know any juicer is better than no juicer, so you know, so it's better to do something, but it really does make you realize that you want the pulp to be almost dry, don't you, really, when you've done this?
Absolutely. And cold pressing, it is. It's as dry as a, yeah, you wouldn't, it's like eating your slippers if you ate any. You know, it doesn't have any,
What do you do with it? I guess you just compost it, do you? You're not one of these people who actually turns it into raw crackers as well, are you?
I'd love to, actually. But, well, there's all sorts. You know, we talked to farmers initially, but and farmers were really keen to take it. But then I thought, you know, animals need nutrients as well. So I didn't feel that was very ethical. So we don't give it to farmers. We reuse our almond meal from our almond milk. We make bath soaks with that. We infuse them with beautiful essential oils. So we make bath soaks with that. But at the moment, our fiber is going to an anaerobic digestion facility for green energy. But would love, you know, I'd love to make our packaging from it. That would be the dream.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. That would be the dream. It would. But yeah, people do make crackers, granola from it. I mean, it is fiber. It is insoluble, you know, it is fiber, so it will help the digestive system at the end of the day. But it's not very nutritious.
Yeah, sure. Anyways, it's fantastic to talk to you, Rosie. And it's just amazing work you're doing. I absolutely love it. It's such a fantastic company. You know, the bottles look great, the juice tastes great. What's not to like, really? Just remind us of your website then, please.
It's thehealthyjuicecompany.co.uk.
Brilliant. Rosie, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Janie. Love to chat to you.
So check out the Healthy Juice Company, and we're going to have a competition as well to give something away from the Healthy Juice Company. So I look forward to that. And I'm also hoping to cook something up with Rosie. It would be really great, I think, for us to do something together, because I absolutely love the stuff that she's doing. Once again, don't forget the Shamties retreats are happening, and you just need to go to thesoberclub.com and click on events. Obviously, I want to give another little plug for the book, Happy, Healthy, Sober, Ditch the Booze and Take Control of Your Life. You can get it anywhere. You might even be able to get it in bookshops now. That'd be a thing, wouldn't it? If you're wanting to get the book, do please go in and ask for it. And then if they haven't got it, you can say, oh, can you order me one in? Or drop me a line if you want a signed copy. We can only do the signed copies at the moment, though, for the UK, I'm afraid. Anyways, make sure you follow me on social media if you're not already. Make sure you stay connected. If you're struggling right now, you know, with whatever is going on for you, reach out for help. It really is the thing that makes the biggest difference. Don't hole up and just go within. Just share what's going on. If you're ditching the booze and you're in the early stages, it's a really good idea to tell someone. That might not necessarily be your immediate family and friends, because they, you know, may not be in the same headspace. But tell someone who's been through this. Get yourself connected and let someone know that you're doing it. You're very welcome to reach out to me. I love getting emails from people who say, well, I listened to the podcast and you did say that I had to tell someone, or I read in your book that if I'm ditching the booze, I've got to make my commitment and then I've got to tell someone, so I'm telling you. That's good. You know what? I'll have your back. I'll absolutely be your champion. There's nothing I'd like more than to, what's the expression? Hold the vision for you. I'll hold the vision for you. Promise you. Have a great week. See you soon. Thank you for listening to the Alcohol Free Life podcast, brought to you by The Sober Club. Please rate and review. And if you want support, accountability and inspiration, and you want to live your best life without the booze, check out thesoberclub.com.